This morning we have a guest joining us by phone from AHSTW High School in Avoca. Jennifer Sellner is the agriculture instructor and FFA advisor for the AHSTW School District, and they're getting ready to embark on a pretty exciting project. Jennifer, how are you this morning?
We're doing great. How are you guys?
Great, thank you. How long have you been at AHSTW?
This is my fifth year here at AHSTW.
How is the, what's the state of the agriculture and FFA programs there? It's pretty healthy?
Yeah, I mean, we've had kind of a fluctuated year just because of something. I mean, we haven't had been able to do a lot of our normal projects just because of safety and health regulations that we're putting in place at the school level and at the state level. So some of that has changed a little bit this year, but overall, we're doing pretty good.
It's kind of hard to do distance learning in the ag program, isn't it? FFA is kind of a hands-on thing.
Yeah, it gets really interesting when you try to teach welding virtually. That got to be a really interesting experiment there for about a week.
And that's about all you want to do that is about a week.
Yeah, it gets really true. You have to get really creative.
Yeah. Hey, I know we're not too far removed from all the FFA week activities and things too. So let me just ask you kind of along those lines. Why did you want to get involved in the ag instruction program?
So when I started college, I wasn't actually focused on being an ag educator. My original focus was going into more of the veterinary field, focusing on large animal veterinary medicine. And eventually I realized that it wasn't just the animal science side of things that I really enjoyed. It was more the whole broad agricultural industry. And so I took a few classes and started getting into the classroom. And the more and more I was in the classroom, the more I enjoyed it and realized that that's where I really wanted to be. And I like helping students find what they're passionate about, even if it's not agriculture, being in this classroom and helping students find that passion and develop those skills that they're going to use in their careers is one of my biggest passions, one of my biggest goals.
Yeah, and so much of the agriculture instruction here around the region through the FFA programming is largely student-driven, so it's a little different than the average classroom.
Absolutely, and we get to do all kinds of fun things. We're not just in the classroom working on computers. I mean, we get to be outside. We get to do, every day is something different in our room. And every class period for me is something different every day. And so we get to do a lot of cool things.
Yeah, and that leads me right to the path where we wanted to talk today, too. Because recently, over there at the program, you guys have announced support through the community, through the school board, to be able to start a greenhouse project. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's been a long-term goal here at AHSTW. The greenhouse project has been in the goals for our school district since they began the ag program back in 2014. It took a long time for us to kind of plan what we wanted, what the program needed, to see the development in the program, and we went through an instructor change, and so it's had a few different things, but we're finally to the point where we have taken in a lot of local donations. We are so thankful to a supportive community. I really cannot extend my gratitude enough to everyone in our community that has supported this project. It really takes a lot, and I'm so appreciative of the support that we've had from the community. We have a couple grants, and so now we're to the point where we are ready to purchase the structure for our greenhouse, and we're working on location at the school, and hopefully construction will start sometime within the year 2021, hopefully. That's
sure.
Kind of the goal. We're still working on a few things, so that's not set in stone by any means yet, but we're hoping that we will, we're moving forward with that.
Well, with this kind of support, and I know the financial support has been terrific throughout the community, it must not have been a very hard sell.
I hope not. I mean, it's been a long time coming. We've done a lot of things trying to get the word out there. I've put a lot in the newspaper to say this is what we want to do. I think it will be not a great addition just to our ag program, but students in elementary are going to be able to use this greenhouse for projects. We're going to try to do some high school and elementary connection courses where my high school plant science kids would be paired with students in the elementary, and we do activities on how do plants grow, what do they need to grow, and then hopefully we can grow plants with those classes. Other high school classes are going to be able to use it. Environmental science will use it for labs. The business class could work on marketing things out of it. It's such a cool project that the whole entire district is going to benefit from.
You bet. Can you talk a little bit about the some of the details here early on as you get ready to make the purchase and get these systems set up?
Yeah, absolutely. The structure is what we call a Matterhorn greenhouse, and it's 24 foot by 48 foot. And so some of the plans for it, It's got its own cooling system that it's got air vents. It kind of acts like a chimney that suck in the cool air from the sides of the house and pulls the hot air out of the top. So it should be pretty energy efficient. We're still working on the exact location of where it's going to go on our school ground or our school campus. But that's a little bit of that structure. So the plans for it is to hopefully do a little bit of traditional planting, working on poinsettias and growing some Mother's Day flowers and doing some spring plant sales and vegetable starts. And then hopefully we'll also be able to do a little bit of hydroponics in the greenhouse as well. So lots of cool projects that we have started. The overall cost of the greenhouse was $51,000 roughly. And so we are at the point where we have enough to cover the purchase of the greenhouse, and then we'll have to work and focus on the construction portion of it.
Well, very good. And of course, yeah, then you'll be able to come up with hopefully some funds to be able to take care of all the needs that you have inside too. I know there are some other school districts around the area that have greenhouse programs, and they kind of perpetuate themselves through the end of the year sales that they're able to do. They were able to put that money right back in. Have you talked a little bit with some of these other folks that do these types of projects to kind of, not reinvent the wheel?
Oh, absolutely. The ag teachers in the state of Iowa are a very close-knit group. We meet on a very frequent basis when it comes to contests and other state events that are going on. We meet quite often, and a lot of times it's bouncing ideas off of each other. And we're very lucky that, Harlan is not very far from us, and they have an excellent greenhouse and an excellent plant sale program. And I work very closely with the Harlan instructors and get some advice on that. Audubon is great help as well. Atlantic has been super supportive. So I have a lot of connections, and all the ag teachers are all very supportive of each other and of each other's programs and bouncing ideas off of each other.
Well, students have to be pretty excited about being able to build something like this from the ground up.
Yeah, I think our students are super excited about having this opportunity. They do a lot of labs in class, and they really like it. And having that additional outside opportunity is going to be, not your traditional classroom, and adds a little bit of excitement to the day. And our FFA kids are super excited because they plan a lot of projects that help support that greenhouse. So one of the things they've got planned here within the next couple weeks is we're having a car and truck show for the high school students here, and their registration fee is going to go towards the greenhouse project.
Oh, very good. Already making those plans.
Yeah,
will this be a student-driven, kind of student-managed project?
That is the plan. So students will be in charge of taking care of plants during the week while we're at school, but as well as rotating schedules for having responsibilities over the weekend of taking care of plants. And then they'll be in charge of sales as well as managing that kind of responsibility for when it comes to sales.
Yeah, in the ag department, you're already kind of year-round, so, you don't. It's nice to have some help on the off hours.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It takes a village.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and they're learning about business, too, this way.
Yeah, there's a lot of skills that come into it. I think the nice thing about the project is that they can learn things that they can use forever and ever. To be self-sustainable and be able to produce your own food using that plant science, if you have a garden at home or even landscaping at home, is nice skills that they can carry forever.
Yeah, lifelong skills, you bet. That's what the ag programs are all about. Do you have a physical location on campus where this will go?
We have a couple of ideas of where we might put it, but nothing has been set in stone right now.
Okay. Well, it's still a fairly, with the renovations and things that were done here not too many years ago, still a fairly new area there, so you've got some room to work with.
Yes, and our location is unique. It has some complications to it, being where we're located in the city, so it does have some unique complications that come with it.
Yeah, it's just another project for the kids to work on.
Yes,
very good. Before we started visiting here on air this morning, I was talking about kind of hearing a little bit of conversation about some eggs and things too, and you were telling me you've already got some projects in the works over there.
Yeah, so we always try to hatch eggs in my animal science class. Part of their reproduction unit is hatching chick eggs. We've tried duck eggs in the past, so we try to do that project every year. And I kind of split it up, so part of the class is working on, keeping eggs in the incubator, managing the temperature in the incubator, managing the humidity and all the conditions. And then some of the class is working on the calendar of important dates. Here's the date that eggs are set to hatch. Here's the date that we need to increase humidity for hatching, or here's the date that we need to candle eggs. So they do that, and then I have another group of students that writes letters to the elementary to tell them what's going on with the chick this week. What is developing inside of the egg? What are we going to notice if we were inside of the egg? What are some cool facts? Like, how do we use a candler? So that the elementary can be involved as well. And then we're very fortunate to have a great tech support system at our school, and they set up a live feed so that people in the community can watch it and people at the elementary can watch it during the day and see the progress as well. So that's going on, and we have our first chick that's hatching today. So if you go on our Facebook district page, you'll see the live feed of that chick kind of making its process. But it's just a cool project. The whole school gets involved. Kids are in and out of my room checking on the progress every day. And it's just a really cool project.
It's more than just ag. It's life sciences.
Absolutely.
I get a little of everything. Well, that's exciting. It's fun. It's an exciting time. We'll look forward to seeing the progress here with the AHSTW Greenhouse Project as that becomes a reality for you. Congratulations on all that hard work that went into it, you and the students and the folks in the community for making this happen. We'll follow that along. Looks like a lot of fun.
Yes, thank you. I really appreciate it, and I can't thank our community enough for all of their support in this project, because it's going to be a really great addition to our school.